Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, sponsored by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. My name is Jason Venkis, and I am the founder of Momentum. I'm an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have the answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them right here for you. Tune in live every week or listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here on Blog Talk Radio. Check out our Facebook page four times each week and then just look for Momentum Fitness and Health. We try to keep it consistent, but, you know, life happens and sometimes we have to change when we broadcast. You can also find helpful videos while you are there and at findingyourmomentum.com. We also live stream on our private Facebook page, as some of you may know, for our members, and soon we're going to be using YouTube live stream as well. So thank you for joining me today, or if you're listening archived. Today I want to talk about the new fad that's going on, eating healthy, eating clean, eating unprocessed foods, and the old way of exercising. In the past 10 years, we've seen a huge spike in steroid use among athletes, and then tighter regulations and more stringent testing. So as mentioned in another show, this is translated down to our kids and our high school athletes. And you might be amazed to find out that 1 in 31 kids, not high school athletes, but kids in general, high school kids, have tried a performance-enhancing drug. So that's one kid out of every classroom. But with new rules and better testing, athletes, unfortunately, have had to resort to something new. Well, maybe old, but new again. Athletes are turning to whole food nutrition and older forms of exercise. The newest rage for professional athletes is a gym in Miami, Florida, called DBC. Now, this gym doesn't have fancy equipment or trending machines. It has dumbbells, kettlebells, medicine balls, stability balls, sleds, and ropes, and other fitness equipment of old. DBC stands for dumbbells, barbells, and cables. They are using the older methods of exercise to get athletes faster, stronger, recover, and recoup from injuries. You're not going to find Zumba or drumsticks or gliders. No, no, no. You are going to find people operating at peak performance. Athletes are taken through a progressive approach to training, from muscle correction to avoid injury, balance and flexibility, strength endurance, muscle gain, also known as hypertrophy, and finally, a power stage. This is all done using functional movement and working the right muscle groups with old school equipment, your dumbbells, your kettlebells, your medicine balls. For those of you who are in our classes, that might sound familiar. What's old is new again. Now, of course, I wouldn't be touting out about this if it wasn't something that we've already been doing at my studio. But why is it better? Well, the number one reason is something called the cumulative injury cycle. If you don't start out an exercise routine without balancing out tight and weak muscles, it causes other muscles to compensate and can then cause damaging injuries that may take you out of the game just after you get started, and that just sucks. So a lot of times you're going to be doing corrective exercise for knees, shoulders, backs, all those problem areas that we have. You want to fix those areas before you go strong into something. So I hear it all the time. Jumped in too fast. I lost 10 pounds in a month, and then I went down with a knee injury. 80% of non-contact knee injuries stem from ankle or hip dysfunction. Therefore, it's important to fix the hips and the ankles before the knees become damaged. So it's prehab instead of rehab. Once your muscles are working in synergy with one another, your body will perform at higher efficiency with less chance for injury. And that's what they're doing down there in Miami, and that's what we do as well. You then work on balance and flexibility. I'm not necessarily saying yoga here, although I love yoga and I do recommend it, but exercising with slow, controlled reps and doing things on one foot or an unstable surface like a balance board are also going to help build you up and get you a little bit more stronger, more stable, and again, reduce the chance of injury as you ramp up to strength and power exercises. But why dumbbells and barbells over machines and fancy classes? Well, dumbbells allow you to work one side of the body independently, whereas machines tend to work both sides equally. You notice that with these static machines, you can only put your hands on both sides and work both sides evenly, as opposed to being able to work one side. And in many cases, muscle dysfunction isn't even on both sides of the body, so you need to work each side differently. One easy way to tell is to find out what's going on is to have someone watch you squat from behind and see if you shift to one side or the other. Well, let's say you shift to the right. You can do this with your own camera as well. Then you need to work your right glute more and stretch your left glute more. The same is true for other areas of the body. When your muscles work together synergistically, they will work better, more efficiently, faster, and reduce the chance for injury. So that is why athletes like Dwayne Wade are using this specific gym in Miami, and it's going to get more and more popular. So why dumbbells? What's so great about dumbbells? Well, they originated... Dumbbells originated as a general 15th century tool, just like kettlebells did, if you've heard me talk about kettlebells before. It served aid athletes in training where they would use handheld church bells. Because they made the bells dumb, or by silencing them, the clappers, then the term stuck. So it actually came from bells, from the idea of actual bells. So the tool is now used as regular training equipment. Now they concentrate on weight. The concentration of weight is symmetrical in design, so they're even on both sides. The dumbbell shape and mass is evenly centered and are balanced, which serves to isolate one single muscle group at a time. Now, this is used for basic lifting moments. You grab the middle of the dumbbell. Slower control movements are best with dumbbells. Now, they're mostly used for, like, single-plane static training. The dumbbell promotes a direct line of applied force for single-plane static training. Kettlebells. Kettlebells originated as an 18th century Russian tool, and it served as counterweights to hold up display signs and later turned into a tool for a Russian sport of strength and endurance. And it wasn't until 1970 it became an actual, like, recognized, organized sport. Now, the concentration of weight is asymmetrical in design, so the kettlebell's rounded shape and large mass serve to target multiple muscles at once. So that's why kettlebells have such an advantage. It's used for unique lifting movements. You swing or to do a snatch where you're coming from the ground and up with the kettlebell, and explosive movements are best used for kettlebells. Now, mostly used for transverse plane training, so that's in rotation. The kettlebell promotes natural movement during training and focuses on this multi-planar, or all three planes of motion, and circular training. So that's why it has its advantages. So which one is best? I'm not going to say which one is best because it depends on what stage of training you're in. When asking yourself whether to use the kettlebell or dumbbell during training, you should first ask yourself, What workout goal are you at, or where are you at in your training? What are you trying to achieve, and what step are you at? If you're trying to tone and build specific muscles, like your arm or chest muscles, then you're better off using the dumbbell. The slow, controlled movements of the dumbbell will help target and tone those specific muscles. However, if you're looking for a full-body workout, that targets larger regions of muscles at one time, then you're better off using the kettlebell. The explosive swing or that snatch movement of the kettlebell will help target your body's core and larger region of muscle groups. So again, it depends on which of those stages that you're in. If you're in balance and flexibility, you're going to want to use dumbbells. If you're in hypertrophy, you can get away with either, but mostly dumbbells. It's when you start getting into your explosive moves, your power moves, that you want to start using these kettlebells. Once your body is primed up, built up, and ready for twisting and working in different planes of motion instead of just one. But the important thing to note is that both are highly effective and appropriate for certain exercises and goals and stages. For a better, well-rounded workout routine, try incorporating both the kettlebell and dumbbells into your regular routine at different stages. So now that you have a fine, functioning machine, you need to fuel it right. Would you rebuild a classic car and then put cheap oil or gas in it? No, you don't put. You put quality fuel in it to make sure it continues to run better and longer. Now, instead of PEDs, powders, and pills, athletes are now turning to whole food nutrition to fuel their machine and to stay at peak performance. Some are even going as far as going whole food plant-based, such as Texans running back Arian Foster, Prince Fielder of whatever team he's on now, as well as boxer Tim Bradley, endurance athletes like Brendan Brazier and Rich Roll, and even bodybuilders like Robert Cheek, who I know personally a little bit, and even Mr. Universe, Barry Duplessis, I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing that right, have gone whole food plant-based, and even Arnold, has urged people to eat more vegetables for sustained health and performance. Even our own Jake Arrieta here in front of the Chicago Cubs is at least a proponent of the green shakes. He's not plant-based, but he does eat clean meats, and he eats a lot of fruits, vegetables, a lot of unprocessed food to keep him performing at his best. So is it necessary to go vegan, or whole food plant-based? Not necessarily, but eating whole, clean food without additives, chemical coloring, artificial sweeteners, hormones, antibiotics, and other chemicals is. Getting good, long-lasting carbohydrates from fruits, vegetables, and intact grains like brown rice, quinoa, and millet will go a long way to keep your body nourished and operating at peak performance. Sugars and processed grains like flours give you a burst of energy, but they do nothing to sustain your energy over long periods of time. Eating whole foods like fruits and vegetables aid in the recovery process by reducing inflammation, and clean sources of protein aid in muscle recovery after heavy lifting or endurance training. There is more and more mounting evidence that the chemicals in our food are making us slower and sicker as we age. Using PEDs has its side effects over time. And honestly, so does clean eating. A longer, healthier life with less chronic pain and illness. And I think I can live with that, with those side effects. So let me go over. I'm going to leave you with your top foods for peak performance. Quinoa. Although it's really a sprouted seed, quinoa is usually considered a whole grain and a super one. At that, it has nearly twice as much protein as other grains at 8 grams per cup, and it's one of the only foods to contain all 9 essential amino acids our body needs to build lean muscle and recover from tough workouts. Quinoa is also a great source of fiber and carbohydrates. We use it often in our healthy food exchange. So there's that myth out there that you can't get a complete protein from plant sources. It's incorrect. Berries. Antioxidants such as vitamin A, C, and E help protect against oxidative stress and free radicals that form in the body during strenuous physical activity. And berries are one of the best sources out there. And as a bonus, eating lots of antioxidants also seem to help preserve muscle strength as you age, according to a 2009 study. Salmon, oily fish like salmon, mackerel, and trout are good sources of lean protein in omega-3 fatty acids, which help reduce inflammation that can hamper athletic performance and contribute to chronic conditions like heart disease. Wild salmon generally contains fewer cancer-causing chemical contaminants than the farm does, the farmed variety. Now, most experts do agree that eating seafood twice a week, or about 8 ounces total, is a good amount to reap its anti-inflammatory benefits. And stick to fish instead of pills. If you absolutely hate the taste of fish, go with the pills. But if you like fish, eat fish over taking a pill. A 2013 study found that too much fish oil in a man's diet may raise his risk for prostate cancer although the actual cause might be rancid oils. So if you are going to buy a fish oil, if it has a fishy taste, it is rancid. So look for your deep cold water fish. Norwegian Nauticals or Nautical Norwegian is a reputable company for your fish oils. Or if you are plant-based, as I am, you can take a DHA. Spectrum makes a good one. Besides, and it comes from the green algae because that's where the fish get their omega-3s from to give to you. So why not go straight to the source, right? Beans and legumes. For vegetarian athletes like myself or those who just want to go meatless once in a while, your meatless Mondays, plant-based sources of protein are a must. These include soybeans, organic soybeans, preferably fermented organic soybeans, things like tofu, lentils, peas, and all varieties of beans, such as black, pinto, white, kidney, you name it, they're good for you, good for your performance and your recovery. If you don't like beans, try putting them in salads or making hummus. You can make hummus out of just about any bean. It does not have to be chickpeas. And unlike animal protein, beans have no saturated fat and are also a good source of fiber, which we need to keep us going, if you know what I mean by that. And it can also help keep you feel fuller longer. Bananas are next up on our list. Just a couple more to go here. Bananas at about 100 calories apiece are a great source of easy-to-digest sugar, good sugar. And natural electrolytes as well, which we need for recovery if we're working out in hot conditions. They may not be as convenient as bars or gels. I get that. But they're a good option for people who are looking for that natural, less processed alternative that basically does the same thing, according to nutritionists. They're also a favorite post-event recovery food. They're not there just because they're cheap. They're there for a reason at the end of your races. One medium banana contains 422 milligrams of potassium, which your body needs to regulate fluids and prevent muscle cramps and spasms. Now, because you sweat out potassium during physical activity, it's important to replenish as soon as possible afterwards. So, bananas are there for a reason. So you should be eating them too. Cruciferous vegetables. All vegetables are good vegetables when it comes to providing the vitamins and minerals that your body needs for optimal performance. But some, including dark leafy greens and members of the cruciferous vegetable family like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and kale, have higher concentrations of antioxidants, fiber, and other important nutrients. Now, as with fruits, it's important to eat a variety and get a bunch of different colors. But as a general rule, darker is usually better, with one exception, cauliflower, which holds its own against its colorful cousins in terms of health benefits and antioxidant properties. A lot to say. Lastly on our list of foods is nuts and nut butters. Now, before I go into nuts and nut butters, obviously, raw nuts are better. Raw nuts, unprocessed, unoiled, unsalted nuts. In nut butters, you have to be careful with your nut butters. And actually, I'm probably going to do a show on whether or not peanut butter is healthy for you. I'm going to tell you right now, it is. So if you listen to this show, you're getting early. You don't have to listen to next week's show. The difference with nut butters are what's added. Many, many, many nut butters have added sugar, added oils and added, usually hydrogenated oils, and added processed ingredients. But if you are getting fresh ground, you know, no additive peanut butter, you're fine. Almond butter, you're fine. But you got to read that label to find out if there's hydrogenated oils in there and sugar. Look at Skippy and Jif. It's not even really peanut butter. It's sugar and oil. But because nuts and nut butters contain a natural combination of both protein and healthy fats, nuts and nut products are a staple in many athletes' diets. They're also easy to digest and can help balance your blood sugar when paired with good carbs. So if you were to eat a bagel all by itself, it would turn to sugar pretty quickly, and you'd use up all that energy right away. But nuts are going to give you a sustained level of energy, as well as good proteins to recover after. Before a race, I always make sure that I consume some kind of nut butter along with a good carb. I carb up the night before with quinoa. The whole thing of carving up before an endurance event with pasta, it's going away because you burn through all that by the time you wake up in the morning. So getting whole grains, which are going to give you more sustained energy, and getting good whole, minimally or unprocessed forms of protein as well before a race is great. Don't get confused. Somehow Nutella has been labeled a health food. It is definitely not a health food, just like chocolate milk is not a health food. Milk by itself, depending on how your body reacts to it, not so bad, right? Nuts by themselves, not so bad. But then you're adding the sugar. You're adding sugar to it, basically, processed sugar, and it takes something that was healthy and makes it no longer healthy. So, again, I want you to take away from this that for peak performance, you want to eat whole, unprocessed food. Your body will respond better. You'll process toxins out of your body better. Your body naturally detoxifies itself when you eat whole, unprocessed food. And then just getting back to basic exercise equipment. Be careful if you're going to do something like Zumba or CrossFit. Not saying you can't do it. It's fun for a lot of people, but you have to progress yourself into it. Kind of drive that point home all the time. So next week, I'm going to talk about is peanut butter healthy? We're planning for 3:30 Central Time next Thursday. We'll see how it works out. We got the Health Festival coming up next weekend, so it could be crazy. Don't be surprised if we end up accidentally having to cancel it. So listen in next week. Look for us on Facebook, Momentum Fitness and Health. Web, findingyourmomentum.com. And until next time, I hope that we can help you find your momentum.